4th, the man, he was laying there in the hermit's house, and he woke up. And the first thing he saw was the face of the king looking down at him. And his eyes got wide, and he said, "You're the king." And the king said, "Yeah." He said, "I came up this hill today to kill you. But you just, I was waiting beside the trail, but you didn't come down, and you didn't come down, and you didn't come down. So I finally decided to come up and find you. But one of your men-at-arms saw me and chased me and cut me with his sword, and I got away, but I would have died if you hadn't helped me. And I want to thank you for helping me." And the king said, "Why did you want to kill me?" And he said, "Well, it was years ago in another province." He said, "You made a ruling that was unfair, I felt, and it cost my brother his life. And I vowed that I would never rest until I had killed you." And he said, but I see my mistake now. I see that you're a good man and a kind man. And I just want to be your servant." And the king was just dumbfounded. I mean, he was like, he almost got killed, and then this guy's now his friend, and he's just sitting there thinking, and the hermit said, "I think that you have your answer." He said, "When you walked up this mountain and you saw me working in my garden, and I was sweating and I had all this trouble, I was the most important person in your life. And the most important thing for you to do in the whole wide world was to help me hoe my garden. And when this man came up the hill all wounded and bloody, the most important person in the world was him. And the most important thing to do was to sew him up and to help heal him. And the most important time is always now, because it's the only time we can do anything." And the king learned that day a powerful lesson. The most important time is now. The most important person is the one who's standing in front of you. And the most important thing to do is to do them good and show them love. And Jesus did that. He walked this earth. There was many places he could have gone, many people he could have seen. But you see, as he walked, he met the lady with the issue of blood, the lepers, the children, the man with his servant. That's what he did. They were the most important. He came from heaven and walked this earth to meet this man. And I think it's such a beautiful thing to remember. Your commitments, your appointments, those are important. But God leads you to the person in front of you. And if you don't notice him, if you don't do him good, you miss the work of God. And I think, I'm here talking about Bangladesh, and I love Bangladesh with a passion. And the people there and the work there, I think it's an opportunity of the age. But there's no mistake that you are today in Bangor, California. If God wanted you somewhere else, he would make it happen, and you would know, and you would move. He's that kind of God. He's not a vague, wishy-washy God. He helps you know if you seek him. And you're here for a reason. And you're in a community for a reason. There's people around you that need your help and need your love. And are you seeing those people? Am I seeing those people in North Carolina? And I think wherever you're at, that is our mission. Are we seeing the people around us that God is bringing into our lives? And you know what? They look different than we think they do. But look for them. Another thing with the respect thing is as Americans, this is maybe an American problem, is control your arrogance. And I say this to myself. You know, we're Americans, we have businesses, we do things, we know how things work, and we're kind of smart, and you know, this is the greatest country in the world by a lot of standards. And so it's easy to go to somewhere like Bangladesh and say, you know, y'all are kind of dumb. You know, and I could tell you how to do this farming better and build that house better. And I mean, just let me tell you about a little generating plant that could happen in this river. And you know what?